This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In this week's parasha, we are told about the war that Klal Yisrael fought against Midian. Following the triumph over Midian, Klal Yisrael were told to divide the spoils of Midian equally between the 12,000 soldiers and the rest of Klal Yisrael. They were to divide the sheep, the cattle, the donkeys, and the girls that were captured who were under the age of 3. As the pasuk says, min ha'odom, umin ha'bokar, umin ha'chamurim, umin ha'tzoy. And there were a total of 675,000 sheep that were captured from Midian, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 girls under the age of 3. Which means that by dividing all these in half and giving half to the 12,000 soldiers, and the other half to the rest of Klal Yisrael, the 12,000 soldiers received 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 girls under the age of 3. And the rest of Klal Yisrael would also get the same amount. The pasuk then goes on to say that the 12,000 soldiers had to give a meches, a tax, of 1/500th of what they received, and give it to Elazar HaKohen. And the rest of Klal Yisrael also had to give a meches. However, their meches was 1/50th, and that they would give to the Levium. The Kilas Yitzchak asks two questions on these psukim. First of all, we find regarding the 1/500th meches that the 12,000 soldiers gave, the Torah goes at great length to make the calculation for us. Exactly how much was that 1/500th? The Pasuk says out of the 337,500 sheep, they gave 1/500th, and that came out to 675 sheep that went to Elazar. Out of the 36,000 cattle, they gave 72 to Elazar. Out of the 30,500 donkeys, they gave 61 to Elazar. And out of the 16,000 girls under the age of 3, they gave 32 to Elazar. The Torah goes on to make the calculation how much the 1/500th came out to be. However, the Torah does not make this calculation for us when speaking about the meches of 1/50th that the rest of Klal Yisrael gave to the Levium. It does not tell us how many sheep, cattle, donkeys, and girls went to the Levium. Why does the Torah calculate for us what the 1/500th came out to be, and not how many the 1/50th that Klal Yisrael had to give, how many that came out to be? Secondly, regarding the half that the soldiers receive, the pasuk lists four items: Odom, Bokor, Chamarim, and Tzoyim. However, if you look at the half that the Bnei Yisrael received, it adds two words, Mikol HaBehemo. It says that they received min ha'odom, min ha'bokor, min ha'chamurim, u'min ha'tzoyin, mikol ha'be'emo. What is being added by these words, mikol ha'be'emo, by the half of Klal Yisrael? Answers the Kehillas Yitzchak. Regarding the meches that the soldiers gave, the 1/500th, it says that they should give it to Elazar HaKohen, terumas Hashem, as a truma. The terminology truma is used. However, that terminology, truma, is not used regarding the 1/50th that the Bnei Yisrael gave to the Levium. The halacha by truma is that you can only give min al minoy and not min al she'ena minoy, which means if you have two different types of produce, you cannot separate truma from one kind and exempt the other. For example, you cannot separate from wheat and thereby exempt the barley. Since the word truma is used by the half that the soldiers received, it had a din of truma, which means that one cannot give from one min and exempt the other. So when they gave the 1/500th of the sheep, they could not give more than 1/500th and with that give less donkeys, or more donkeys and less cattle, which means it was a very simple calculation to figure out what the 1/500th came out to be, because it was a set amount. By simply taking 1/500th of the 337,500 sheep that they received, it equaled 675 that went to Elazar. And by taking 1/500th of the 36,000 cattle, it equaled 72. It's a basic calculation. And that is why the Torah makes this calculation. However, regarding the 1/50th, which the Bnei Yisrael gave to the Levium, it does not use the word truma. And therefore, one may give min al she'ena minoy, which means that they were allowed to give more of one and exempt the other. It is for that reason that the Torah did not make a calculation, because a calculation cannot be made. Maybe they would give more from one and less from the other. More sheep, less cattle. More donkeys, less girls. Says the Kilas Yitzchak. That is also why the words Mikol HaBe'ema were added to what the Bnei Yisrael gave. True, they gave min ha'odah, min ha'bokar, min ha'tzayin, u'min ha'chamarim. However, mikol ha'behema teaches us that they were allowed to give mikol ha'behema from one more and from one less, and not being stuck only to min al-minoy. So that is the answer why by the half of the Bnei Yisrael it says mikol ha'behema, and also why from the half of the Bnei Yisrael the Torah does not give a calculation what the 150th came out to be that went to the Levium. The second Dvar Torah for this week is connected to the topic we just mentioned, that the soldiers gave a meches, a tax, of 1/500th of what they received to Elazar HaKoyim, and the rest of Klal Yisrael gave 1/50th of what they received to the Levium. The Chizkuni explains why the soldiers gave 1/500th and everyone else 10 times more, 1/50th. He says the soldiers went to war, risked their lives in battle. They therefore deserved to give less away from their booty, and only gave 1/500th to Elazar. In contrast, the rest of Klal Yisrael did not fight the war. They stayed back, and therefore had a greater obligation to give away more from the half that they received. And that is why they had to give a larger meches of 1/50th. The Chafetz Chaim says that from here we can learn a lesson to the obligation of tzedakah. For example, if two people made $1 million, one by working hard, sweating it out, grinding day in and day out, and the other person earned his fortune the easy way, minimal work. It simply fell into his lap. The one who earned it easily has a greater chiyuv tzedakah than the one who worked hard. Just like in our parsha, we see that the soldiers who fought the war had to give a smaller meches than the rest of Klal Yisrael who received their portion without work. And so it is true by all tzedakahs. The chiyuv is greater for the ones who acquired it easily. The rest of Klal Yisrael who did not fight the war, the person who made his millions without work, both of them have a greater chiyuv tzedakah.